Siempre que te pregunto si algún amor escondes, y tú siempre me respondes, quizás, quizás, quizás. Y así pasan los días y yo te sé esperando.
In 1994, in his hometown of Portland, Oregon, Thomas Lauderdale was working in politics, thinking that one day he would run for mayor. Like other eager politicians in training, he went to every political fundraiser under the sun, but was dismayed to find the music at these events underwhelming, lackluster, loud, and, well, unneighborly. Drawing inspiration from music from all over the world and hoping to appeal to conservatives and liberals alike, he founded the, his term, Little Orchestra, Pink Martini, in 1994. 1 year later, Lauderdale called China Forbes, a Harvard classmate who was living in New York City, and asked her to join Pink Martini. And the rest, as they say, is history. Pink Martini has released 8 best-selling albums of tuneful, sultry songs in 25 languages that blend world, jazz, pop, lounge, and classical styles. They're playing at the Sugarloaf Performing Arts Center in Chester, New York, this Wednesday, and at the Mahawi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, on Monday, the 13th of July. We'll go over those dates again in just a few moments. In the meantime, it's a great pleasure to welcome Thomas Lauderdale to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you with us.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
So give us a sense of what your tour schedule is like. You have 2 in our region, and during the, is it a year round? Do you go out mostly during the summer?
We play about 150 days out of the year. So it's actually not bad because, you know, because most people work 250 days out of the year and they don't get applause and they don't get to travel the world and make you feel happy. So it's a great life.
So when you come to our region, you will have been home how long? I mean, do you get a break in between, or are you just constantly out on the road?
We're on the road for the next month.
Yeah, and do you enjoy that? Is that fun?
Well, you know, this has gone 21 years, which is kind of amazing to me. So it's not always happy, skippy, lovely. But sort of a preposterous kind of band in a sense that we're kind of going the opposite direction of most everything else in pop music. I mean, we're sort of going back, and it's sort of a cross between, you know, Breakfast at Tiffany's with the United Nations of 1962. So it's it's amazing that a band this large playing this kind of music can actually sort of function and work in modern culture.
When you say this kind of music, how do you describe it? I took a stab at it in the introduction. How do you describe the kind of music that you ultimately want to perform and that you want to record, and when it comes to new music that you want to create?
Well, it's almost like a Hollywood-ish kind of orchestra from the 1930s, but crossed again with the United Nations. So it's, you know, China and Storm are 2 singers singing 25 different languages. And, I mean, it's a little bit like, you know, those old Connie Francis records that she sang in all kinds of different languages, or even Nat King Cole. Yeah, I guess that's how I would describe it. Is that a good description?
Well, it seems that you would know best, right? I mean, as far as what feels right for you as a group and as a band.
Yeah, you know, half of it is ambassadorial, in a sense. It's romp around the world, but modern, in a sense that it, you know, it's crosses over classical, the orchestra, or, you know, I mean, this classical jazz, sort of Afro-Cuban, Brazilian samba, Japanese film noir, French chanson, and actually one person described it as like The Muppet Show and Wild Kingdom and Lawrence Welk on acid.
Well, I like that description.
That's a good one, right?
That's absolutely a good description. When you think of the world influence to your music, is there investigation that you want to do, or is that already learned knowledge? In the sense of, do you know? Are you constantly searching for new things that are
constantly
out there?
Searching.
Okay. And what are you looking for?
Well, what am I looking for? I guess I'm looking for songs with beautiful melodies, whether we're writing them or whether we're rediscovering them. And when we went to Romania many times, and I kept promising a Romanian song. And so finally I realized that, or just learned that the sort of the diva of Romania was Maria Tanase. And so we went through as many Maria Tanase records as I could possibly find, and finally settled on a song, Maria 300, which I think is really, really, really beautiful. And it's a song which translates to, ever since I fell in love with you, I cannot eat, I cannot sleep, please don't break my heart.
And okay, and your cell phone broke up a little bit. What was the last line? And when you come to something like that, does that just make your day?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it was down to two songs, but I thought this is just such a beautiful song, and of course it's related to every Romanian, but outside of Romania, maybe it just didn't have a lot of play, or is largely unknown. And so it's almost like an architectural dig, archaeological dig through the past, trying to find, you know, beautiful songs that haven't been necessarily played much outside of their origin.
So how many people are in the group?
Well, on this tour, there seem to be 14. sometimes it's 10, sometimes it's 12, sometimes it's... well, when we play with the symphony orchestra, that's, you know, another 80 musicians. But for the most part, I would say maybe hovers around 12.
Yeah. And, of course, NPR's correspondent, Ari Shapiro, is part of the group, and I believe he will be at the Mahewi show, right?
I don't know that he's going to be. I think he's not going to be at that show.
Oh, okay.
He has to go back to London. He's been dividing this between London and Europe. He's the European correspondent, London-based, the European correspondent currently.
So it's you allow for people to for their schedules to fluctuate and.
Well, yeah, Ari
is a big group.
There's an incredible voice and incredible presence. He's so tall. I wish he would come back and be based in the States, but he's having a great time actually being abroad, based in London. He's spending a bit of time in, I think, recently Northern Iraq, it's just incredible what he's doing.
And does the fact that you travel around the world help you in coming up? I guess this is a long way of asking the question of if you are in Asia or if you're in Great Barrington, does that show where you are? Does that change the set list? Does that change what you do?
It doesn't really. Well, it depends. You know, obviously it depends on who's on stage, but generally we try to play the same set list, whether it's in rural farm country of Oregon or Istanbul. I think there's a constant underestimation of the American public, for example, and so we don't really modify our sets for
Well, you can find Pink Martini will be playing at the Sugarloaf Performing Arts Center in Chester, New York this Wednesday, and at the Mahawi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts on Monday, July 13th. You can visit pinkmartini.com for more information, pinkmartini.com for more info. Thomas Lauderdale, a great pleasure to have you on the program this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and we look forward to having you in the region.
Ta-ta.
Take care. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
My dear Maria, I'm here to see you. Won't you please, please open the door? I brought you flowers, been waiting hours, can't stand it anymore. So here's what happened when you were napping. I just went out for a snack. I was feeling famished and then I vanished. But now I'm back.